Leaving the faith.
Bye. Leaving the faith. It's going to be a more practical teaching. Living the faith life. Now, we received our salvation through faith. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. These are called fingertip verses. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, living the faith life. First thing I want you to know is that we receive our salvation through faith. We receive our salvation through faith. Every believer is a believer. Sounds nice. Such a catchy phrase. Everyone was accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is a believer. Everyone that has accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior has faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Verse 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. So what are we talking about? Part of this I mentioned earlier. When it comes to salvation, salvation is a work of God, not a work of man. Man is only a recipient of the work of God in salvation. I'll say that again. In salvation, man is only a recipient of what God has done. He's not an originator. He's not one who has earned it, but one who receives it. Now, what receives what God has done is called faith. Hallelujah. What receives what God has done is called faith. So, for anybody who has received what God has done, has faith. Is that how it works? I'll say it again. In salvation, man is only a recipient of what God has done. And what receives what God has done is faith. That's why they ask you, do you believe? You know, someone tells you someone that says, do you believe these words? When you say, I believe these words, that is faith. And when you believe those words, you receive the power that comes from those words. Let nobody ever lie to you. There is power in words. There is power in words. Words have power, both positively and negatively. Hallelujah. The power of God is in the words of God. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. Now, where is that power? Unto everyone that believes. The power of the gospel is in the words of the gospel. I'll say it again. The power of the gospel is in the words of the gospel. Amani genji. Gari mumigamu genji. Never let anyone look down on the words of God. Never let anyone take you away from the words of God. The words of God contain the power of God. Can I say that again? The words of God contain the power of God. It's the words of God that save us. See, all of us here have been rescued from hell. We've been rescued from death by words. Hallelujah. So the power of God is in the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 10. I see glory. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what does it say? I'm reading from the ESV. What does it say? Romans chapter 10, verse 8 up to 10. Look at this. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Ha. Where's the word? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart.
Which is what? That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Amen. This day, I am proclaiming to you the word of faith. This word is in your heart, and when it gets on your mouth, it releases absolutely that which it talks about. It's in your heart and in your mouth. How so? Because if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, having believed in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you are saved. It's that simple. Somebody says it's easier said than done. Yes, because God made it that way. Hallelujah. So words have power.
Words have power.
You know, I was inspired by God to just preach about faith. I feel that in this season I've been attacked a little bit. Bit down, and we just need to raise our faith muscles. But it may not even be because we're attacked, but because of what we need to attain in God. Sometimes we look onto our external, what is surrounding us, and we forget that the power and that the potency is in the word in their heart, put on our lips. He goes ahead to say this, for with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. God has put the tools for our salvation in our hearts and in our mouth, in his word. You're not with me. So look about this faith. Faith comes to us at salvation. Right? That is why sometimes in the Bible you see that they call salvation the faith. The faith. Isn't that the same thing in Uganda? You ask Olimukiriza. Isn't that the same as asking Olimulokoli? Why? Because Olimulokoli Bukiriza. Kati gwebuze. Ate wabawo kati Olimulokoli. Atai Bukiriza. Oba Olimulokoli. Atai Bukiriza. You understand? Salvation is sometimes referred to as the faith, even in the Bible. Okay? So, when I say a believer, we are called believers. It means you believe. You know, many times we are focusing on how to get faith. Have you ever thought about that? How to get faith. How to increase my faith. But in all that you're doing, I want you to first acknowledge that first of all, you are in the faith. Olimukiriza. Oinokukiriza. Erokiriza. Amina. Can we repeat that? Does everybody hear Luganda? Does everybody speak Luganda? Do you speak Luganda? Say ndimukiriza.
Ndimukiriza.
Ninokukiriza.
Ninokukiriza.
Eranzikiriza.
Eranzikiriza.
See? Sizikiriza. Nzikiriza. You know, I was doing some exercises on Saturday. So the instructor was telling me, Jakun Korea, we know, where it in everything, Nkute. Then, you know, by just the twist of words, I told him, I hope today is that Nina Korachinachi no Ozite. Nkute. No, Nkute. Nkute. You know, even the Hebrew has those words like that. They have the same spelling, but they mean different things. You know, I think the Uganda ones don't, but in English you do. For instance, the word lead, and led. Lead, L-E-A-D, to lead someone. Then led, the dangerous metal is also L-E. So they are spelled the same. Isn't that interesting? But they mean two totally different things. Anyway, so a believer is in the faith and has faith.
Acts chapter 6, verse 7. The word of God increased. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. And the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. You see that? A great number of priests were obedient to the faith. So they call salvation the faith. Say, I'm in the faith.
I'm in the faith.
I'm in the faith.
I'm in the faith.
I'm of the faith.
I'm of the faith.
I'm in faith.
I'm in faith.
Hallelujah. Galatians 1:23. Galatians 1:23. Let's go. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which he once So the faith there is the salvation, is the gospel, is the message. Say, I'm in the faith.
I'm in the faith.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Right? For the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it is the righteousness of God revealed.
Galatians 1:17. From faith to faith, is it? As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
A believer or a justified person is alive by, say, I'm in the faith.
I'm in the faith.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 to 12. The love of money is the root of all evil. Not money, the love of money. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. Which while some coveted after, they have erred from the
faith.
They have erred from the?
Faith.
From the what? From the salvation. And have pierced themselves with many sorrows. Look at the next line. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life where thou hast been called. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. So salvation is also called the faith. Let's look at Jude 3 together. Let's all open to Jude chapter 3. Jude chapter 1 verse 3. Jude is before Revelation. That's a cheat code. Jude is before Revelation. Yeah. So everybody's there, right? Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it is needful for me to write unto you, to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto you. Contend for the faith. Look at that word, common salvation. The Greek word is koinos. It means that which you participate in. That which you share in. You share in the salvation. You participate in the salvation. You contribute from it. Right? So he says now contend for them. He's not saying contend for your faith.
That means fight for the gospel that you choose. So the gospel, salvation,
Christianity is called the faith. Say, I am in the faith.
I am in the faith.
Now, the second element is this. What was the first one? Faith comes to us by salvation. What is the second one I'm going to tell you? Faith is practiced.
Faith is practiced.
Faith is practice. This is why sometimes we call it the walk of faith. Or faith is called a walk. Isn't it? The walk of faith. Because you practice faith. So in the next few weeks, next few times, I want to just tell us how to walk in the faith. How do we walk in the How do you walk in the faith? Is a walk. Now, in the Old Testament, many of the characters you see in relationship with God, you are really ultimately looking at their walk of faith. Now, we know faith by, many of us relate with faith by
believing what you don't see, right?
Yes.
In the late times, you're talking about trusting what you cannot see, right? Think about it. All of us believe in God, right? How many of us have seen God?
So we already believe us. We are believing that there is God whom we have not seen. So we have faith. Amen. We have faith. Say, I have faith.
I have faith.
So now, how do I walk in my faith? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. We walk by faith, not by sight. Paul was talking about the resurrection here. I walk by faith.
A believer is a person who walks or lives by faith. Say, I live by faith.
And not by sight.
I live by faith and not by sight.
That means what gives me what I believe is not predominantly what I see with my physical eyes. Amen. That's why sometimes when we are in faith, we seem as though we are crazy. Right? We seem as though we are crazy. But the walk of faith is not crazy. Remember, where was the word of faith? In their heart and in the mouth. And Paul said it is in the gospel which we preach. So, what we see in the word of God gives us what we look at, what we believe for, and what we believe in. And many times, that is not seen primarily in our natural environment. Do you know what that statement means? I'll go back to it. In Romans chapter 10, Paul said, the word of faith which we preach to you, the gospel, right, says it's in the heart and it's in the mouth. So it says in your heart, that is conviction. In your mouth, that is confession. That conviction and that confession comes from the word of God. So the word of God gives us what we see, what we are convinced of, and what we say. However, what we say, what is in our hearts, what is in the word, sometimes and many times is not seen primarily in our physical world.
A person may go to the hospital, they examine them, they tell them you have this and this and this and this sickness, it doesn't heal. Isn't it?
That is observation. The doctors have checked your body and this is what is there. But the word of God says that the sick are healed. Right? So I get that in my heart. Then I put it on my mouth. I start to say what the word of God says, even if I don't yet see it in my world. Because I'm a believer. Am I? I'm a believer. But I don't believe in a vacuum. I think this is where people get it wrong. I don't be, like Smara Kings and Ngamba, Nzikiriza, Nyenda Kumwezi. I mean, like, it's not wishful thinking. It means I have substance I'm standing on, which is in the Word of God, and it becomes the reality by which I speak to see what God is saying. Or sometimes what God is saying is what he has spoken to me. Amen. You know, God can speak to you something which right now you don't look like, you are not close to, you don't qualify for, isn't it? You don't earn it, right? That's what I'm talking about. But because it is the word of God,
it becomes
what else? In fact, another person can laugh at me.
It is okay. I believe God.
And for you to, I want you to know that for you to believe God should not be strange. It should not be foreign. At any, every moment in your life, you must have something you're believing God for. Say, I believe God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean something which is beyond what is attainable by observation. For instance, by observation, you can say, if I enroll in campus to do a certain course, which is 3 years, right? At the end of 3 years, I should graduate. Because everybody who is entering to do a 3-year course expects to be done in 3 years. So you may not need faith to believe to finish, unless you don't want to attend and do exams. Then you may need faith to graduate, I don't know how. But if on the other hand, maybe the way you enter the university, you have nobody bankrolling you to support you, right? And you need to believe God to pay your tuition and to finish. Can you see now the same thing, how it can be faith for one person? For the other person, it's not faith. The parents have money, the money is there. But you just entered. You only had money to pick the form. Then you need to believe God to finish in 3 years with everyone else. Now, finishing in 3 years is not based even on your knowledge. It is based on finances. So now you believe God. Amen. Sickness can come to your body. Sometimes sickness comes to them. Medicine is very near. And medicine is not bad. But sometimes you get sick, you go to the hospital, they give you a fee. You say, hey!
Somebody, they tell now, this one, we need to operate, then you ask them how much. They say the operation can be like this video. You say, hey, okay.
Let me go and get it out another way. Hallelujah. But if you know why it is very easy for you not to believe to be healed of headache, because you can just go and get a strip of 2.5. Isn't it? 2.5 is easy. 2,500 shillings is easy. Before you say, I cannot believe God for healing headache because I can just swallow. And now those painkillers work instantly, right? Amen.
Amen.
But what I want you to know is that you have capacity to believe God. You have capacity to believe God, especially if you're standing on His word. What the word says, if I don't see it in my life, I stand in faith to see what the word says. Hallelujah. Say, faith is practiced. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has foreordained. Colossians chapter 2 verse 6. Let's go to Colossians chapter 2 verse 6. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. Colossians is after Philippians. I believe God. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so what? Walk ye in Him. So we walk in what we have received. Are you saying this? God cannot ask us to walk in what He has not given us. So if God asks you to trust Him, it means that trust is with you. Hallelujah. Faith is with me. Colossians chapter 2. Rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. We need to abound in faith, thanksgiving.
You believe God. Say, God, I believe God. I believe God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
because you have made me this. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you give me a house. Right now I may be nursing with the rent, but thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe to own my own place. Right? Rooted, grounded. See? Never become comfortable with what is not God's will.
I'll say that again. Never become comfortable with what is not God's will. By comfortable, I mean you accept. You know? Maybe you say you believed for 1 month. You say, ah, let me just, God, what can I do? Can't take care of this.
No! If it's not God's will, it means I stay in faith. It means I stay believing. It means I stay in hope. It means I be like Abraham. I stagger not at the promise.
20 years. You know, amazing. God is the one who spoke to Abraham face to face and gave him his promise. I think if God came and told me face to face, I'd think what he has told me is getting fulfilled tomorrow. About when he leaves the room like this, it happens. But man, 20 years later, this guy has not received. I promise. But he staggers not.
He remains steadfast. Because what? He judged God faithful, who had promised. And you know, while he waited, he gave glory to God. Sometimes we start to complain. Complaining is not thanksgiving. And thanksgiving does not mean that I have settled. Thanksgiving is a way of acknowledging. You know?
Yeah, God, right now you have given me this.
Right, okay, right now I have this. But this is not your best for me. Thank you, Lord, because I believe your best is coming. I believe your best is on its way. I believe you have what is best for me. God, right now, maybe, you know, maybe you didn't have food to eat. Is it? You know what? Thank you, God, because I have water to drink and a bed to put my head on. But this is not your will for me. You know, imagine yourself getting a menu, asking for things which you have never eaten. Not on the basis of how much they cost, but how intriguing they look to you. And say, I want shrimp. I want shrimp. Even sounds nice, shrimp.
Amen. I'll eat and I'll be full. Let's not settle. Let's not, you see, I know our external environment can push us.
It can want to tell us what we should believe. Our environment wants to tell us who we are. This is who you are. And some of us women were raised in families where they told us this. This is who you are. Know who you are. You are nobody. You are no good. One way to have value, but call it ABC. You know, you have heard crazy things like that. Don't let it define you. And that's why you always need to meditate a lot on the word of God. While you're keeping yourself away from negativity. Because it can shape you and you can begin to accept. Hallelujah. 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 There are better tomorrows. Hallelujah. As long as you're still alive, it's not over. We need to go back on the offensive and say, God, you have given me capacity to believe. Let me believe. You have put in me capacity to have faith. Let me have faith. Let me not give up. But that does not mean that some days you may be low and say, hey, da 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 da. Fudge. But no. Get yourself up again and say, I believe God. God, your word has said this. I'll stand on it.
I'll stand on it. I'll say it. I'll speak it. I'll proclaim it. If you feel weak, go to a brother, go to a sister who is more energized than you. Stay around them. Hear them speak. Let them encourage you. And live hopefully again. I say, you know what? We can do this. I tell people, you know, when we're going through very dark times, it seems like we can't make it. It's the worst time of our life. We'll never, like, it always feels like you are the end. Some people may even think about getting a rope. Eh? But do you know, 2 years down the road, you may remember there was a dark time you went through, but you cannot recall the feeling. Many times you cannot recall the feeling. Sometimes you don't even recall when it was hard. Isn't it? Because the things actually pass. Things pass. As long as you outlast them, you have won.
Hallelujah. As long as you what?
Yeah, that's why the Bible says keep breathing.
As long as life. Amen. Sometimes it is the reality. It's just hope. Hope, my soul. Have faith, my soul. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. I believe God. Right now, I may not have money to buy that. I believe God. One day I'm going to be buying whatever. It's not the end. It's today. Maybe find next week. Just next week. You have too much money, even forget. You start to go program. You know when now you have money. If forget nothing, you said, Mukama no nyambare. Till money comes to your phone, then you put on the state. You start becoming a motivational speaker status. Work hard. Money is there in Uganda. You don't have a name. Two weeks ago you were looking for transport. Now you feel big. Chichi, where are you? You know, you start asking people, what do you want? You have forgotten all the one. You know, there's that analogy they give of a woman who is in labor. Very painful. And they will tell you they will never do it again. They can't have another child. They want to kill you, the father. But when that baby cries, when that baby is born, you know, there are people who are in labor for a day. Now, I can't stand pain. I don't know how someone can be in pain the whole day. And not just normal pain, I mean pain. I will never want to do it again. But 2 years down the road, another one, with excitement. Because you don't forget. I mean, you don't remember the cause of the joy at the end of it. When you look at that little thing start to grow, look like you, joy. I want to tell you today, we have capacity to believe God. We have capacity to hold on. Don't allow your limitations, your challenges, your contradictions determine what is on your mouth and what is in your heart. There is no sin in speaking those things which be not as though they are. That's our heritage. Let's just end with that Romans chapter 4. Hallelujah. No. I believe God. This church is going to go to the nations. It's going to grow. It's going to have multiple services. It's going to have people lining up to get into the services. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. We must not let what we see today determine or define what we believe, or make us edit what God spoke to us. Don't adjust what God spoke to you because of your circumstances. Don't adjust what God spoke to you
because of your limitations. Believe God and keep speaking it. He's a man of God, he's my friend. I love being around him. You know, he just tells me, Apostle, I'm planting another church. You'll be thinking, last week we were talking about how we need more money for this. He says, I'm planting another church. I want to do this. He's always, one thing I've learned from him is, he doesn't wait for things to be fully perfect before he can want to do the next thing for God. Tells you, me, I've sold my cars before to do the, support the work of the ministry. Whatever happens is, let us not let the present circumstances redefine for us our faith perspective. No! Let's not allow. And that is a battle we have to fight. That is a battle you and me have to fight. Don't allow. Don't allow limitation to give you new vocabulary for what can be achieved in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, so I believe God. I'm strong in faith. Romans chapter 4. As it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations. Verse 17. Before him whom he believed, even God, who makes the dead alive and calls those things which be not as though they are, who against hope believed in hope, that he may become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised was also able to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. I want to encourage us to believe God, to stand in faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to stand on your feet in the next 5 minutes. And I want you to just rekindle that faith talk. No matter what had choked you, let's get back in our hearts what God has said. And let us speak it. Irrespective of our challenges, irrespective of our shortcomings, irrespective of the things that challenge us, I want us to believe and speak that God will fully do exactly that which you spoke of. Let's lift up our voices. Let's lift up our voices. Oh Lord, I speak over every single person here, including myself. Our bills are met, our needs are met, our bills are paid. Finances are ours. God will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. All our wants according to your riches in glory. As the psalmist says, I was young and now I'm old. And yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Lord, his seed beg for bread. Lord, we shall not beg. Lord, we shall not lack. We shall not lack any good thing. We shall not lack for opportunities. We shall not lack for finances. We shall not lack for resources. In the mighty name of Jesus, we receive money. We receive money. Lord, the word that you have spoken about us, the word that you have spoken about our ministry, the Lord has spoken about the work. It happens. It comes to pass. God, you draw men from all over, young, old, rich, poor, every single one of them, to hear your word, to hear your gospel. In the name of Jesus, we'll go to the media, we'll go to the radio, we'll go to the television, we'll go overseas, we'll plant in different places, we'll plant in America. We'll plant in Mexico. We'll plant in England. We'll plant in Venezuela. We'll plant in South Africa. We'll plant in Nigeria. The world shall hear us. The nation shall hear us. The nation shall receive us. The nation shall respond to us. Change their response to us. Change their response to us. In response to us, men and women cannot wait to hear.
what you put upon for this boss. Nobody shall come to this house and remain blind. Nobody shall come to this house and not receive light. Nobody shall come to this house and not see the light. Nobody shall come here and not receive the gospel of faith. Nobody comes to this house and remains sick. Nobody comes to this house and is not here. This is the place of answers. This is the place of answered prayer. This is the place of miracles. This is the place of signs and wonders.
I believe it.
We believe it. We believe it. Your grace is with us. Your gifts are with us. Your power is for us. Your grace is upon us. Your anointing is with us. Come on, speak, 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 speak. They shall receive promotion in this house. Speak over yourself. Speak over yourself. Speak over yourself. Speak over yourself. Capacity increases in this house, in this ministry, in this place. Come on, le pati katiba. Oh, we increase, we increase, we increase, we increase. Boldness increases in this house. Light increases in this house. Finances increase in this house. In this house. In this house. In this house. In this church. Ela karada paka shiza. Zele karada kapa riba. Zepenibo rakataba. Glory increases in this house. Light increases in this house. In this house. In this house. The prayers of men and women who come to the services will be answered in this house. In this house. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You know what you came to believe God for? You know what you're standing up for God for? Come on, open your mouth and begin to speak it over yourself. What is your prayer point? What is your prayer request? What is the area of your contradiction? What is the area that you believe God? My finances multiply increasingly, increasingly in our parishes. You give me capacity even to give big. You give me capacity even to give bold. Come on, pray. With God, all things are possible. No word shall proceed from God that is void of power. No word shall proceed from God that is void of potency to act, to transform, to change. Shakata kata. Zele pakatama. Zepele bebele bebele beleka. Lord Jesus. Your love is Zika. Zele pakatama. Lord Jesus. Your love is Zika. Lord Jesus. Your love is Zika. Like you believe it.
Nobody.
Father, I pray for every single person here. This week and beginning today, they shall begin to see miracles. They will see a turnaround. There'll be a turnaround in finances. There'll be a turnaround in relationships. There'll be a turnaround in things that have plagued their minds, oh God. They experience wisdom this week. And their words shall be fruitful this week. Doors open unto you. Doors for your disciples. Doors in your efforts. Doors in your work. Doors in your businesses. And doors in your monies. This week we'll receive a harvest. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You can take your seat in the house of the Lord.